Yeah, okay. So when I was finishing high school, I was thinking I wanted to study something at university, but I wasn't sure what. But it's not ready yet. So a friend of mine said to me, since you can spend hours at your laptop, well, not that time there were no laptops, so you could spend hours in front of the computer, so why don't you study computer science? That was quite a lack of self-awareness from me, but she was right. And that was the beginning of my professional career, and now I still spend many hours at the computer, just everything is much more complicated with trying to, struggling with pods and nodes and clusters. So because my first encounter with computers was with the home computers, that was much simpler. This one? Okay. A while ago, my daughter, who is 12, and she's in the audience, but I will not point at her because she will hate me. She will never come back again. She said to me, "What is it that you're doing at the computer all the time? Whatever it is, I don't want that. I don't want to do that when I grow up." It was painful. But it kept me thinking, what is it that I'm doing? Because apart from our imaginary world with all these abstractions and objects and layers, there's a real world, which I see every day reading the newspapers. There are wars, there are effects of the climate crisis, and there's human rights being violated in the name of tech. So I thought, what am I doing to make this better? And actually, there's a lot I can do from my place. And there's a lot you can do as well, I realized. So that's why we're here, to convince you that you can do something better. Because a question for everybody. Have you ever found that you were running instances that shouldn't be running anymore, that were not needed? Okay, that's a lot of people are nodding, so I think, and so have I, and this is very common and much more common than you think. From a study done last year by CastAI, it was found that in Kubernetes clusters, there was only 13% of the CPU was being utilized, and only 20% of the memory. So this leaves a lot of room for improvement. This can mean like a lot of energy consumed for nothing, a lot of emissions generated also for nothing. Imagine a car driving all the time, taking nobody nowhere. That's what we have. So we can do something. We can start looking at what we have, and we can start measuring, and we can optimize. This is something where there's a lot of tools and open source projects that you can work with to improve. So, for example, for optimizing, at the end of the slides, if you want to have more references, there are links to projects. But you can apply best practices, auto-scaling, right-size your applications, even run them at the right moment when there's renewable energy. And we are going to talk about two projects where we are involved, which are open source, and you could also contribute to that, which specifically help to measure your emissions. And yeah. Don't forget to celebrate your improvements. I'm going to leave you, Jesper, to do the real part.
Yes, I'm going to talk about the open source tool Kites, Kubernetes Emissions Insight tool. This is the dashboard. This is the main part of the dashboard. On the left side, we have the energy consumption of the Kubernetes cluster. So it shows you how much you use. This is for 2 days. And you can drill in for all the pods or all the nodes. You can completely see what. The next part is about the carbon intensity of that period. So in which location do you get is the energy generated? In this case, an island. And for which period? For 2 days is this. The second one is the embodied emissions. So that is the emission generating during the creation of the server and of the transportation of the server to the data center, and after that to recycle the hardware. So that's that part, the third part. This is the embodied, two laptops. And the last one, that's all it's about, this equation, is the software common intensity equation. It's an ISO standard since last year. So what you do is you multiply the energy times the carbon intensity plus the embodied. And that is your gram CO2 equivalent of that period. And in this case, it's 25,000 gram CO2 equivalent for 2 days for this cluster. And it's around 50 nodes, but it's scaling. So it's 20, 15. What does that mean? Do you know how much that is compared for an airplane flight? I can tell you.
A typical European home for heating will take 6 tons a year, heating electricity.
For a year,
for a year.
Yeah, it's a lot, eh? Yeah. And for this translates 2 days of 50 nodes round is 200 to 3 kilometers airplane, average airplane flight. So that's from Amsterdam to Brussels, to have a slight idea. How is Kite built up? It's a Kubernetes cluster. So it runs on Kubernetes. What you saw is a Grafana dashboard. You saw a little part of it, the main part. It gets its data from Prometheus. I think you all know this part. It gets its energy from the Kepler exporter. It gets it from the kernel with eBPF. The grid intensity, so the electricity generated is from grid intensity exporter. It's from the Green Software Foundation. And we use the Electricity Maps API. There are other APIs, and also the Watt Time API and the Ember, so we can choose. It also depends on the region. For the Netherlands, it's very accurate, but for other countries, it can be an estimation. The bottom one is Boa Vista Exporter. That's running locally. It's a database of all kinds of servers, so that it knows all about AWS servers or Hetzner servers. You can look them up, what the embodied is. There are other opportunities. If you you're running already Kubernetes, you might have a look at the Green Refuse tool. The aim is there to estimate and track the emissions of CNCF products. It's part of the Environmental Sustainability Tech, Technical Advisory Group. And Flavia is on the picture.
Ross is there.
Ross there? Nice. So they are both contributing there. They are always looking for new contributors, so please be welcome. They currently have a CSD pipeline. They run CNCF products through the pipeline, and they measure the CSCI, the software carbon intensity rate of this product. So yeah, if you want to contribute, look up the Slack in CNCF. And, but now, what can you do? Being here is already very good, so you're interested in this subject. Probably, maybe you're already doing something or contributing to some open source project. So that's, thank you. Yeah, make it part of your system, eh? If you design a new product or a new software, or you're running an old software, look at one minute, to worry. Make it part of your system. Is sustainability software good software practice? Yes, it is. Make it part of you. Start improving by first measuring, improve, measure again, see what it gains. Become an ambassador at your own community company, so talk about it, so people more be aware of it. And please contribute. There are a lot of open source initiatives, so please join. And maybe, just maybe, our kids will also be active after behind the computer again and and work on a really sustainable cloud that we help there. Thank you. And we have some slides with some useful links, but it's online, so you can look it up.
The CNCF project seems very interesting. If I have a project which is not inside of the CNCF, can we collaborate to get it reviewed?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. The question is, if you have a project outside the CNCF, can you also come to the CNCF and collaborate? So there's, for nowadays, there's a TAC, environmental sustainability, where people in the CNCF get together to promote sustainability in the Kubernetes or in the CNCF environment. So if it's anything related to Kubernetes, yes, it's very welcome. I mean, Green Reviews has a specific goal, but if you have other projects, you can come and talk. The meetings are every 2 weeks. Anyone can join, and please come.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.